and welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, located in Bad Axe, Michigan. The search for a missing Owendale man has ended in tragedy. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Raymond Babbitt was found dead Friday morning in a cornfield near Owendale. He was discovered around 10:30 by a volunteer search team from Christian Aid Ministries, also known as CAM. Babbitt had been missing since earlier in the week, prompting a massive five-day search. Dozens of agencies and volunteers took part, including Michigan State Police, several county sheriff's offices, local fire departments, and community members. Investigators say Babbitt died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and may have taken his life as early as Monday. Sheriff Kelly Hansen thanked everyone involved in the search effort, including local businesses like Stack's Market, which provided food and refreshments for search crews. With the discovery and confirmation of his cause of death, the sheriff's office says this case is officially closed. And another tragic accident in Huron County claimed the life of a 49-year-old farm worker Friday afternoon. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the incident happened near Finkel Road, south of Purdy Road. Deputies were called just after 1:15 when co-workers reported the man had not been seen for about an hour while cutting grass. The victim, identified as David D. Lamke, was found in a ditch underneath an overturned John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. His co-workers pulled him from the equipment, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The Huron County Medical Examiner's Office has ordered an autopsy to determine the exact cause of death. Here's your Wells Township update. The Board of Trustees has approved a schedule to fly the United States flag at the Township Hall on Memorial Day, July 4th, Patriots Day, Veterans Day, and any election day. The board also set garbage collection assessments at $240 per unit. Winter prep is underway, with Holly's Lawn and Snow being rehired for plowing and salting. And the board approved a total contribution of $29,044 to the Jacqueline E. Opperman Memorial Library. And free food is coming to Clifford, St. Patrick Chapel at 9851 Main Street. It will be hosting a pop-up food pantry this Friday, September 26th. The distribution runs from 11 a.m. until noon and is open to anyone in need. This is a first-come, first-serve event, so residents are encouraged to arrive early. The food is being provided by the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, who partners with local communities to help families put meals on the table. Again, that's a free food distribution in Clifford, Friday, September 26th from 11 till noon at St. Patrick's Chapel. And Bad Axe was buzzing Saturday for the 5th annual Fall Frenzy Festival. Hosted by the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce, families enjoyed bounce houses, a foam party, a dunk tank, carnival rides, and plenty of food truck flavors. The day capped off with a concert at Bad Axe Park, where the legendary singer-songwriter Mark Farner, formerly of Grand Funk Railroad, took the stage with his American band. He delivered 90 minutes of classic hits, new songs, and messages of pride and love, making this year's festival a huge success. And Brown City's new Department of Public Works truck has arrived and is being fitted with a service bed, undercoating, and city graphics. The City Council has also set dates for upcoming events. Hydrant flushing starts the week of September 29th. Halloween decorating on Main Street begins September 27th. A chili cook-off is October 18th, and the school craft show is October 25th. On Halloween, Trunk or Treat runs from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Again, Trunk or Treat runs from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. and on Main Street with community trick-or-treating starting from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that wraps up your news for the hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff. We're going to send it over to Russ for some precise weather. Russ, how's the weather looking?